Officially the biggest market share commercial radio show on the dial. The Frank Mitchell Phone-In. Monday to Friday, 9 until noon on U105.
Good morning, Frank.
There you are. You're as crystal clear as any man could be on a telephone line. Talking about a very serious issue, financial abuse of the elderly. It includes a wide range of actions such as scams, theft, fraudulent investments, those lotteries that aren't real, the withholding of a pension or benefits, the exerting of pressure around wills, property or inheritance. Is a lot of this being done by family?
Well, good morning, Frank. Yes, I started delighted to be in my role as Commissioner for Older People from Northern Ireland. I just took up my term of office yesterday, and the first engagement that I had was to speak at a Action on Elder Abuse event in Stormont on the issue of elder abuse, because it's an area that I know that older people are increasingly concerned about, and there is some worrying evidence that elder abuse is becoming more common in Northern Ireland, and this is something that I want to look at in my term of office. I want to shine a light on the issue, and I want to work with others to tackle it and try to protect older people from this harm.
So I presume the withholding of pension benefits, or indeed putting pressure on someone around a will, or manipulating their thought process regarding property or inheritance, that is being done by their family members.
Unfortunately, that seems to be the case a lot of the time. I mean, financial abuse includes a wide range of actions such as scams, theft, fraudulent investments and lotteries, withholding pension or benefits, as you say, or exerting pressure around wills, property or inheritance. And there's no doubt that financial abuse for many older people is a very difficult and painful issue for them to report or even to talk about, because it seems that quite often the perpetrator is either a relative, a friend or a carer. And we have heard a number of stories in the press and the media in recent times that have highlighted this issue. And my office has started to carry out a survey with older people across Northern Ireland to look at this issue in more detail, to try to get behind the issues, to hear the voice of older people. And I will be bringing forward a report on that survey in the autumn. And on the back of that, hopefully there will be actions that can be taken to try to address this serious problem.
There are some heartbreaking stories of, for example, carers who abuse the contact they have with an older person for financial gain. And the downside of that for all the really decent carers is that you sort of glance in the direction of someone who's been helpful towards an elderly person in their twilight years and wonder, why are they being so helpful? The reason is because they're genuinely decent, good people who would like to ensure that the elderly person does have someone who looks in on them, does have someone who calls by, does have someone who spends time with them, does ensure that they aren't lonely. But if, for example, you're a neighbour and you're doing that and the elderly person is sitting there in their house and there's no one else belonging to them, there's a bit of an accusing finger sometimes pointed, oh, you're only doing that because you want to get in the will.
Well, of course that is the case, Frank, and many older people are loved and valued by their friends, families and neighbours, and that is a great thing in society that older people have that support. And this is not suggesting for one minute that anyone who is doing that is up to no good. However, it is worrying, and the initial findings from the research that my office is carrying out is that there are quite a lot of instances where people are, maybe their motives aren't the correct ones, and that's something we need to get behind. Of course, we're not accusing anyone who involved with older people of up to no good, and that's not the case at all. But for those who are, we've got to bring in better protection for older people. And one of the things that the previous commissioner called for, and I'm reiterating the call, is for Northern Ireland to include a single adult safeguarding bill, which is in place in England, Scotland and Wales, which will provide more robust protection, allow the authorities the ability to act swifter when there is real concerns about people's intentions in dealing with older people. So there's a lot of work to be done. There is a new Northern Ireland Assembly now, and one of the things that I would like to see the new Assembly do is to look at this issue of a single adult safeguarding bill as a way of better protecting older people going forward. We have to create a society where we value older people, but we also have to create a society that protects them and provide the facilities to do that. So this is a very serious issue, and it's one that I want to look into more in my time of office and work with many agencies to see how we can better protect older people.
And are you aware of, for example, PSNI figures of cases brought against perpetrators of elder abuse?
Well, we know there's been quite a lot of cases referred to different authorities in relation to elder abuse over the past while. I think Health and Social Care Board figures from a couple of years back referenced about 1,200 cases, and a half of those cases related to people aged over 65. So there's clearly a number of people out there who are at risk, who are vulnerable, who need support, and there is a lot of work going on to help those people. But I think more needs to be done. A single adult safeguarding bill would help on that, but there'd be clearly a need for different organisations to work in partnership, working together. I'm very pleased at the event yesterday. We had the Minister of Justice speaking on this issue and giving her support to look at this issue. I'm very pleased to have been involved in meetings in the past few months with a wide range of organisations from both the public and private sector, and there seems to be a real will for people to work together to try to put everything in place that can best protect older people. And I think we've got to build on that good start and do more to protect older people.
And finally, we have to remind our older relatives about rogue traders who will come to their door. It's important that they're protected from that avenue of attack, and also if they're online, from the fraudulent, I'm thinking of a term that isn't going to be too derogatory towards them, so I'll call them operators, fraudulent operators from the other end of the world who will try and dip into their savings.
Yes, I mean, there's simple advice that can be given to older people. I was recently involved in my previous organisation produced a guide called the Feel Safe Guide, which gives lots of useful tips and advice for older people. And many times, Frank, it's just simple steps can be taken to protect older people, and just to be aware of, you know, cold callers, people who claim to be from different organisations. There are simple steps you can take to protect yourself from being a victim of crime or scams, and we encourage older people to pick up that guide and contact the Age Sector platform about that. So there's many practical steps that older people can take, but one of the things that I think needs to happen is more robust legislation, and that's why an adult safeguarding bill would strengthen the legislation in place, better protect older people from becoming a victim of these terrible scams.
Okay, Eddie, thank you very much, and enjoy your term in office. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Frank.
Get involved with the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 07 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.